When Luke Skywalker watched the double Tatooine sunset in Star Wars, everyone accepted that it was just science fiction. But recent Spitzer Space Telescope results have suggested that double sunsets may be science fact, and in fact very common in the Milky Way. Hi, I'm Robert Hurt.
This Spitzer Space Telescope podcast is part of a series highlighting recent discoveries in infrared astronomy. It's produced by NASA's Spitzer Science Center at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena. The Spitzer mission is managed by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Today we're here with Dr. David Trilling of the University of Arizona. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
David is here today to talk a little bit about what up till now has been sort of a topic relegated to the realms of science fiction, the possibility of worlds that exist in exotic solar systems not like our own, one in which there's not one, but two suns.
We've been using the Spitzer Space Telescope to study planetary system formation in binary star systems. This is compared to our solar system. We have one star and all the planets going around one star. But very little is known about how planetary system formation might occur in a system that has two or even more stars in it.
I guess this calls to mind images from the original Star Wars movie of Luke Skywalker looking out at the double sunset on his home planet of Tatooine, right?
That's right. That's the mental picture that we eventually have come back to.
But it turns out you're not actually studying planets directly, right? You're studying other indicators of planetary systems.
That's right. The Spitzer Telescope was not designed particularly to look for planets, but instead it's very good at looking for warm dust around other stars. And we use dust as kind of a proxy to study planetary system formation by the following argument. We know that dust exists in our solar system, and this dust is produced through collisions of asteroids or comets, or occasionally even maybe an asteroid onto a planet, like the one that killed the dinosaurs on Earth 65 million years ago. Any of these events in our solar system produce dust. The dust orbits the sun just the way the planets do, and this dust has a characteristic temperature, and the Spitzer telescope is sensitive to dust of that temperature. So we can use a Spitzer telescope, we can observe other stars and look to see if we see this warm dust around those stars. If we do, we interpret that signature as suggesting that there not only is dust there, but also asteroids and maybe even planets around those other stars.
So you're saying that this dust is really debris that gets created because there are things in the system, not necessarily, it can't tell you whether it's a planet or an asteroid, but it's an indirect indicator of what else might be going on.
That's right. I mean, the way we think that planets formed in our solar system and in other solar systems is starting with the very smallest grains of dust orbiting the star. These dust grains stick together and build larger rocks that build into boulders, that build into asteroid-sized objects that eventually stick together and form planets.
Okay, so you went looking for dusty debris disks around these systems with multiple stars. Did you find it?
What we found is that we see this signature of dust in these binary star systems at least as often as we see it around single stars. So that means that planetary system formation is going on in binary star systems at least as often as it is around single stars.
These binary star systems, actually, they're not all alike, right? They come in a lot of varieties. Some have very close stars, some have very, very distant stars that orbit each other. What did you find in these different kinds of star systems in your study?
We designed our experiment to do exactly what you're suggesting, to test to see whether planetary system formation would depend on the separation between the two stars in the binary system. What we found is that in the widest separation systems, where the two stars are separated by a distance that's bigger than our solar system, in those cases there was dusty debris disks about as often as we see for single stars.
Where did you actually find the dust?
In the wide systems, the dust that we see orbits one of the two stars. So the analogy would be, in our solar system, if we had another star way out beyond the planets, we would have a planetary system around one of the stars, and who knows what's around the other star.
Well, how about the other extreme, when you have the stars really, really close together?
For those systems, we found that the dust, and by extension, any planets that might be there, would have to orbit the two stars together. So this is the Luke Skywalker and Tatooine image, that you have two stars very close together, and we have dust and whatever else is orbiting around both of those stars combined.
So in a sense, within our solar system, for scale, what constitutes close together for two stars?
The measurement we used, the separation is about from the Earth to the Sun. Those systems are the most common place for us to find dust and these dusty debris disks of all of our sample.
Even more common than stars like our Sun?
Yes, they're more common than stars like our Sun and any other kind of star that's been studied with the Spitzer telescope.
Wow. And how about intermediate cases where the separations fall between the two?
The intermediate cases, we actually didn't find very much dust at all. Very few of the systems we looked at had dust in them. And those are cases where the separation might be the same as from the Sun to Jupiter or the Sun to Saturn or Uranus or Neptune, something like that in our solar system.
Does this mean that those systems really don't have dust at all?
It turns out that by using the Spitzer telescope, as I said earlier, we're very sensitive to dust of a certain temperature, but we're also very insensitive to dust of other temperatures, either dust that's much, much colder, or in some cases, dust that's much hotter. So if you have two stars of these intermediate separations, you could still have dust that's very close to one of the two stars that would be much hotter than the kind of temperatures that we can see with Spitzer, so we just wouldn't see it. And on the other extreme, if you had dust that was surrounding these two intermediate stars, so the dust would be quite far out from the two stars and would be quite cold, you would need to use a different kind of telescope because Spitzer is simply not sensitive to that kind of dust.
So binary systems, how common are they compared to isolated stars like our Sun?
About two-thirds or maybe three-quarters of the stars in our galaxy are in binary systems.
Wow, so this study really fills it up for the galaxy. We might find planetary systems all over the place.
That's right. The places we've been looking in these binary star systems are the most common potential sites for planet formation anywhere in the galaxy, much more common than places like our solar system.
Is this where the planet hunters have been looking for planets then?
Planet hunters actually generally avoid these binary systems because things are complicated. There's twice as many stars. The gravity is more complicated, the light is more complicated. Everything is more complicated in a binary system, and so people generally avoid them.
Well, it sounds like this work has definitely opened up an interesting future for us of studies of planets where we were never sure we'd find them. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. David Trilling from the University of Arizona. For the Spitzer Science Center, this is Robert Hurt.
To find out more about this topic, visit our website at www.spitzer.caltech.edu. You can browse our image galleries, read about the latest results, and subscribe to our newsletter. On behalf of NASA's Spitzer Science Center, thanks for listening.